Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rachel Besser, and today we'll be studying Yechezkel Perek Kaf Gimel, Chapter 23. As we reach the second to last parak of the section of Tochacha of Yechezkel, building up to the Chorban, we encounter one of the most difficult prakim in Sefer Yechezkel, and maybe in the entire Tanakh. This parak, like the last ones, is raw, upsetting, and hard to read. In Parak 3 of Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyahu paints a picture of two sisters, both married to Hashem. One is called Meshuva Yisrael, and that is the 10 tribes, Malchut Yisrael, the kingdom of Israel, and the other is called Bogeda Yehuda, the treacherous Yehuda. Both are unfaithful wives. Both sin against Hashem, their husband. Yechezkel picks up on this allegorical construct, as well as the allegory that he presented in Parak 16, the abandoned child that became the adulterous wife. Here, like Yirmiyahu, Parak 23 paints a picture of two sisters who are both married to the same men and both are adulterous. The older sister's name is Ohala, and the younger sister's name is Ohaliva. Rashi and the other commentators explain that these two sisters are the two kingdoms of Bnei Yisrael. Ohala is the northern kingdom, Malchut Yisrael, who Yirmiyahu called Meshuva Yisrael, backsliding Israel. Those were the 10 tribes that were exiled by the Assyrians in 722 and now known to us as the 10 lost tribes. And some of them actually have come back. And the name Ohala comes from the words her tent, Ohel Shalah, which Rashi explains means the tents that they built in the north to worship the golden calves of Yerevan, meaning it was hers. It didn't belong to her, to Hashem. Their worship was their own. Ohaliva, the southern kingdom, is Malchut Yehuda, who Yirmiyahu calls Bogeda Yehuda, treacherous Yehuda. Ohaliva, the word, means my tent is in her, Ohel Shali Ba, referring to the Beit HaMikdash, the one that I commanded her to have. So already in their names, you see that they're not equal. Ohala seems to be a worse name than Ohaliva. It represents already, from the beginning, it represents their sin. Like Perek Tzad Zayin, chapter 16 of Yechezkel, where the abandoned child has an Amori father and Chiti mother, these sisters are Egyptian, where already from the time of their youth, they are promiscuous and unfaithful. We see a consistent pattern in the way Yechezkel discusses the origin story of Bnei Yisrael. They are bad from the start, not associated with Hashem. They're living not in Israel, but in a strange country. Even in Yechezkel's telling of the slavery of Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael are portrayed as this bad apple, just bad from the start. In this parak, chapter 23, Hashem marries these two sisters, Pasuk Dalet Vatiyana Li. You were mine. Vateiladna banim ubanot, and they had children. They belonged to Hashem. They settled down and they start a family. And it seems to be that maybe there's going to be some type of rehabilitative process with these sisters, the way there was with the abandoned child, at least for a short time in Perek Tzad Zayin. But unfortunately, things do not get better once the sisters are married. Ohala, the older sister, starts first with her treacherous deeds and falls in love with Assyria, who we know is also her captor. And she fawns over them, dressing up for them, trying to be like them, meaning she takes on their ways and does their idolatry. Mida k'neged mida, measure for measure, Hashem gives her over to the very people that he sought, that she sought. Instead of caring for her, they torture her. Says Yechezkel in Pasuk Tet, Lachein etatia biyad ma'ahaveha, biyad b'nei Ashur, asher agva alehem. I gave her over into the hands of those that she loved, into the hands of the Assyrians who she lusted after. And then describing these the exile of the 10 tribes, Yechezkel writes in Pasuk Yud, Hema kilu erfata, banea ubenota lachu, v'utabak b'cherev haragu, v'tihi shem l'nashim ushvotim asaba. Just terrible what happens to this Ohala when she's captured by the Assyrians. They uncover her nakedness. They took her sons and daughters. They killed her with a sword. And her name became this name among women. When they want to talk about something terrible that would happen, it would be her that they would talk about because of all the terrible things that happened to her. The younger sister, Ohaliva, watches what happened to her sister. She watches the betrayal, and she also watches the punishment. The next pasuk, Yud Aleph 11, Vatera Achota Ahaliva. Her sister Ohaliva saw all of this. Vatishachet Agavata Mimena. And yet she was even more corrupt than her older sister, Vetiznuta Miznuve Achota, and in her prostitution that was even more than her sister. Her idolatry reached higher heights than her older sister Ohala. This statement of guilt of Ohaliva also follows Yirmiyahu's allegory. Yirmiyahu talks about how this younger sister, Bogeda Yehuda, watched her older sister be disgraced, watched her be sent away from Hashem, and says Yirmiyahu, Tzadka nafsha meshuva Yisrael mi Bogeda Yehuda, that in some way Yisrael is better than Yehuda. Because this younger sister, Yehuda, saw the punishment of her older sister, and that's when she started her idolatry. So even though perhaps the idolatry of Yehuda didn't last as long as Yisrael, it actually went farther, and also they knew exactly what they were getting into. They couldn't claim that they had no idea that there would be a punishment. They couldn't claim that the Nevi'im were lying, meaning the Nevi'im who told Yisrael, stop doing what you're doing or Hashem's going to punish you. It's very hard to make that claim when you watched it all play out in front of your eyes. And for that reason, says Yirmiyahu, Tzadka nafsha meshuva Yisrael mibogeda Yehuda. Actually, Yehuda is worse than Yisrael. However, from there, Yirmiyahu, speaking in the time of Yosho's Teshuvah movement, pivots to a much more hopeful message. Since Yisrael is not as bad as Yehuda, and since Yehuda is not yet exiled from the land, it would make sense that Hashem would bring Yisrael back, because they don't deserve to be treated worse than Yehuda. And Yirmiyahu ends his nevuah with this beautiful vision at the end of Perek Gimel with bringing back the 10 tribes of Yisrael and Yehuda and uniting again both with each other and with Hashem, and Hashem forgiving both of them and starting this new life together. Not so here. Yechezkel takes the same situation, Yehuda following in Yisrael's ways and doing the same sins after seeing Yisrael get punished. And instead of using that construct to forgive Yisrael, he uses it to talk about the punishment that Yehuda will now undergo. Meaning if Yisrael had a severe punishment and Yehuda is worse, then they should have an even more severe punishment. And says Yechezkel in Pasuk Lamed Aleph 31, "Bederech achoteich halacht, you went in the ways of your sister, v'natati kosa." And therefore, I will give her cup into your hand, meaning I will do to you what I did to her. And he talks about the punishment that's also going to happen to Yehuda, and it really is terrible the way it's described in this parak. Va'asu ota in pasuk kavtet b'sinah. Your captors, they're going to deal with you in hatred. V'lakhu kol yegi'ech. They're going to take away everything that you worked for. V'azavuch eirom ve'arya. They're going to leave you naked and bare. V'nigla ervat zinunayech v'zimateich tiznuteich. And all of these terrible things, all your lewdness and your prostitution, it's all going to be out in the open. Everything you did is going to be known. And if you notice the words, eirom ve'arya, that was the way... Naked and bare, that was how Yechezkel described that abandoned child back in Perek Tet Zion in chapter 16. That was the state of being that caused Hashem to save Bnei Yisrael. And now it's turned into her punishment. The section ends, as do many nevuot in Yechezkel, with the ultimate purpose of this nevuah, Pasuk Mem Tet, verse 49. V'natznu zamat chena aleichem, v'chata'ei glulechem tisa'ena. The zima, the prostitution, the adultery that you did is going to be on you. You did it to yourselves. And the terrible sins that you did, the schata'e gilu lechem, they are the ones that you sin. Tisa ena, you will have to carry them. And he ends the parak with the words, v'yadatem ki ani Hashem Elokim, and you will know that I am Hashem, your God. The purpose of the punishment for the people is to know what is happening to them, is because that what is happening to them is because of their sins. We are one parak away from the end of Yechezkel's Tochacha section and only 4 years away from the Chorban. The destruction is happening soon. Yirmiyahu in Israel will still try to get the Jews and Sukkiyot to repent really up to the last minute. And Yechezkel will help them make sense of the tragedy once it happens. Around 1500 years after Yechezkel, Shmuel Ibn Gavirol, a Spanish paitan, looked at this terribly sad parak in Yechezkel and used it to try to understand the Chorban and Jewish history. He wrote a kina, a liturgical poem, which we say at the end of our Tisha B'Av service, of keynote, then imagined these sisters, Ohala and Ohaliva, who are silent in their own parak, having a dialogue with each other. Each one argues that what they went through was worse. Ohala, Shomron, the 10 tribes, argues that she had it worse. She was stripped bare by the Assyrians and taken into exile. At least her sister, Ohaliva, was able to stay in the land longer. Ohaliva, Malchut Yudzah, the 2 tribes, replies that actually she had it worse. She was exiled twice, once in Galut Yehoyachin and once at the Chorban. She lost her Beit HaMikdash and then went back to her land only for a short time at Bayit Sheni at the Second Temple before being exiled again by the Romans. The 2 of them sing a refrain after each paragraph, which echoes their pain. V'ahaliva tizak, yisrafu armanai. Ahaliva yells out, my palaces have been burnt. Vatomer Tzion, Azavuni Hashem. And Tzion calls out, Hashem has left me. The difference between the kina that we say on Tisha B'Av, the kina of Shmuel Ibn Gavirol, and Parak Kaf Gimel of Yechezkel is stark. Here we have the perspective not of Hashem, but of Ohala and Ohaliva themselves. They talk about what they went through, but they also take responsibility for their actions that caused the tragedies. Now I'm reading from the kina. Hatam shali chalech l'shivrei ulechali, says Ohala. I, Ohala, am now displaced. I rebelled in my stubbornness. Ani Ohala sura v'gadati b'kashi, v'kam alai k'chashi v'anabi miryi. It was my defiance that testified against me, and after a short time, I had to pay the debts for my sins. Ohaliva, Yehuda, says very similarly, Meshiva Ohaliva, ani kain ne'ekashti, uba'aluf ne'orai, ka'ahala bagadati. Ohaliva responds, I too deviated, and like Ohala, I betrayed Hashem, the champion of my youth. That phrase, the champion of my youth, Aluf Nehorai, comes straight from Yirmiyahu's Nevuah in Perek Gimel. And what we see here is both Ohala and Ohaliva, both Yehuda and Shomron, taking responsibility for their sins, and Ohaliva taking responsibility for following her older sister into doing the same sins, for doing the same Avodah Zarah as the 10 tribes. The Kina, unlike the Perek in Yechezkel, ends with consolation, as if Shmuel Ibn Gavirol is saying that if only we can learn the lessons of Yechezkel, we can merit a different ending to the story. And then the last paragraph ends in the following way, with a plea to Hashem, Hachomel al dal, chamol al dalutam. Hashem, you take pity on poor people, so take pity on their poverty. Ure'ei shmomotam va'orech galutam. Look at their desolation and the length of their exile. Al tiksof ad ma'od. Don't be angry for so long. Ure'ei shifulatam. Look how degraded they are. Va'al la'ad tiskor avonam v'sichlutam. Don't remember their sins forever, and don't remember their foolishness for so long. Rafa na et shivram. Please heal their wounds. V'nachem avulatam. And comfort them in their mournings. Ki'ata sivram ba'ata eyalutam. You are their hope. You are their strength. Chadesh amenu kimei kadmonai. Remember the days as the days of my youth. Kina'amech bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. You have said, the builder of Yerushalayim is Hashem. In the last paragraph, the Paitan prays that Hashem will listen to a changed people, one who has learned their lesson, and give them the ending of Yirmiyahu's perek instead of Yechezkel's. Yirmiyahu, who spoke these words during Yoshio's religious revolution after the finding of the Sefer Torah, is the way forward for the people to know that Yechezkel's story does not need to be the last word. Knowledge of Hashem can and should lead to teshuva, even if it is after the Chorban. Thank you for learning together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.